They make an unbelievable amount of racket.
Don't they, though?
Sure, just a little thing.
Like the wind going through that hole in the window frame. Like.
Yeah.
What do you call that animal that looks like a frog and is supposed to give you warts?
Oh, a toad? There's nothing to that.
No, that's what I used to say. And I've got a scar there, and a scar there, and a scar there, and a scar there. I just had some warts taken off last month.
Uh-huh.
But these were viral cause.
What?
Viral cause. There's a skin virus.
Oh.
You get one wart. Oh, that rascal was spreading. I never had trouble before.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd just been
running the toads in.
Yeah, stay away from the toads. What do you call animals of this kind? Just old pesky little creatures. Maybe coyotes in this too.
Oh, coyotes, those kind we call varmints.
Uh-huh.
Prairie dogs, that kind.
I think I asked you about fishing, didn't I?
No.
Do you do that?
Yes, I like fish.
What do you say when you get your rods down? Your wife says, what are you going to do?
I'm going fishing.
What do you take with you?
Oh, well, tackle box and bait bucket.
What do you use for bait?
Oh, liver, shrimp, frogs, worms.
Big ones, sir?
Well, as big as I can find. Whichever I find when I go digging.
Snake bite.
You ever use little fish?
Yes, bass.
How about these little animals that you can get in mud or muddy water? They'll burrow down in the mud. They look like a shrimp.
Oh,
I guess they're animals. Maybe they're fish.
Crawdads?
Well, maybe, do you mean crawdads? Is that what you normally call
them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never caught a fish on one of those until last year. And a fellow said he knew a pond he'd take us to. Another fellow and I. He got a bucket of these things and got us and took us up there. And, ooh, I've never had so much fun in my life.
Small ones are good, though.
Well, he had some big ones about like that. He said, put them in big ones, we'll get big bass.
Catch big fish.
Well, strangely enough, they were in there, too. But we had good luck. I got some perch, I guess, about that long. Good big fellas.
Uh-huh.
I thought, gee whiz, the way they're going now, I'd better stop this or we'll use them all up. So I stopped and I put on a bass bug. I popped that and I caught a couple and then the darn fish stopped biting.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't bite bass bug or crawdad or anything else. What do you call that animal that you'll find around the pond, the one that has the hard shell?
Turtles.
And what about those that live in the pasture?
Well, they're land terrapins.
When you go fishing, do you sit on the bank or?
Yes, I don't use a boat.
Well, what kind of a boat would you use around here?
Well, it'd just be a small rowboat.
What do you call it when you have a boat and you're going to put it in the water?
That's a launching boat.
And when you tie the boat up, what would that be?
In the dock.
I found this particularly unrewarding in Oklahoma. Rowboat, well not totally though, down in the southern part, frequently I'd get a canoe.
Where?
They'd go out in a canoe, but it had a flat bottom and square ends.
But still a canoe.
But still a canoe. Uh-huh. And I think I'd gotten bateau in a couple places down in the southeast. But you get up in the northwest, and what do you do with a boat? Make a chicken house of it.
Get off down there.